I lose all control. By my side, I swallow my pride. Can't explain how you love. Friday! Woo! Shout out to Soraka, much finer vodka. Shout out to Fanmio, F-A-N-M-I-O. If you want to connect one-on-one with your favorite artist and athlete. This is the biggest. By far the biggest. Okay. Executive producer Azariah Malone Cartagena. Some of my not know history. Some of my not must not know history. Period. Some of my not know history, you know. My brother DJ Khaled was DJing, sound clashing, you know, playing dubs. He said, some of them might not know history. Some of these guys not know history, you know. And so sneaker game, you know. Them sell me a fake sneaker 20 years ago, Panari, in the sneaker game. They cannot wait to test the Raga Lancha. But some of them might not know history. Some man have feelings and pride, you know. Man, I don't want to discourage your family or your feelings or your pride, you know. Happy birthday to the GOAT, Michael Jordan. Who's my brother, you know. Not fair if I joke on a challenge with a sneaker collector. Possibility may pull out Travis Scott, never came out, different color waves. Possibility pull out Drake's that never been shown before. Some of my don't know their history. Are not fair for the average. May not want to hurt your pride. May not want to embarrass. Do you understand? Understand? But not want to hurt your pride, you know. Happy birthday, Michael Jordan. Couple of guests tonight, living legend, you know, up on the bomba clad head, you know. Siraj.
What up, my brother?
My brother, what's the name of your store, Siraj?
There we go, right into it. What up, man? Yo, Siraj.
Let's go right into it, Siraj. What's the name of your store?
Sneaker Room, baby. Sneaker Room. You already know.
Sneaker Room is one of the hottest stores in America. You've made your own collabo sneakers. I've seen you come up from the bottom.
100%.
We both got great love for each other because we both met sneaker collecting.
1,000%.
Many, many years upon their head tops, you know. I see Clark Kent on here. He said, Joe and Siraj.
Yo, Clark Kent,
you want to hear this story, you know?
Yeah.
And so I got to be honest with you, Siraj. I've been collecting sneakers for over 20 years. Some people who don't know or just recently got down with sneaker collecting, they might think I'm just a celebrity who got money who collects sneakers. I've been doing it, as my brother Clark Kent tells me, to get fresh for so many years. And me and you have bumped into different sneaker collecting spots. This is over 15 years, Siraj, right?
Yeah.
So I'm moving into a new house. I got way too much sneakers. I'm not going to stop collecting. I just can't. Since I gave 2J's 2,100 pairs of sneakers, I've already just bought 30 pair in the last week. I won't stop collecting, right? So I'm consolidating. But I gave him the collection to some people. You know, I could understand Fat Joe's a rapper, whatever, he got money. Some people might be jealous, right? And so recently, 2J's, he's selling the collection, and he posts up some entourages.
Yep.
The entourages turn out to be fugazi. Yep. Fake. I had them for over 15 years. I never knew it was fake. But,
yeah.
So then you got guys, I'll say his name, I'll give him another moment because they clout chase me, right? So there's a guy named PG Knows. I'm not going to lie to you, Siraj. God bless him. I see his page. He looks like he's a serious sneaker collector.
I don't know him.
So mm-hmm. I applaud him if those are really his sneakers and not pictures of other people's sneakers, because he collects sneakers. But I don't know and never have known of him. Let's be clear. So he puts up, yo, those sneakers are fake. They forget, very disrespectful. He could have DM'd me and said, yo, brother, I happen to know you the OG of collecting sneakers. He could have DM'd me and said, Joe, you got some fake sneakers. I would have respected that, right? So we find out, we do authenticity check. He's right, right? So now, for the whole time, 2J's is telling me, yo, Joe, how the fuck you got some fake entourages? Yes. How did you get beat, right? And the answer is, Siraj, I never knew how I got beat. I never knew where I got them from or whatever. Today, I get a phone call from Siraj. And Siraj, I'll let you take it from there because I know I'm talking a lot.
But you call me
and you say, yo, Joe, I see what's going on with these entourages. You said, Joe, do you know where you got them from? And I said, no. Take it from there.
Nah, yo, you know what's crazy? I saw the post of them, and I'm going to be real with you. You're talking 15 years ago. I ain't even remember the stuff. One of my mans in Miami hits me, and he's like, yo, Raj, you remember when you was down in Miami for that sneaker battle? And I'm like, nah, I've been going to a lot of battles in Miami. We used to do that shit every weekend. Mm-hmm. He's like, nah. He's like, you remember this when it was at some club on a second floor, and it was an Air Force One battle? And I'm like, yo, first of all, you're talking 15 years ago. Second of all, if it was a battle and it was at a club, I was drunk as hell. Let's put it out there. He's like, yo, just think a minute. So I'm like, all right. And he tells me the story. And I'm like, oh, shit. That is the story. So then I hit you direct. Like, yo, Joe, you remember where you got them from? And you're like, not really. And I'm like, yo, Joe, you've been, mind you, 15 years of friendship. I'm like, you remember where we met at? And you're like, nah, just, you know, in through the vibe, chilling on sneakers. And I'm like, yo, Miami airport, 4 a.m. in the morning, you pull up in the blue Bentley. They're like, yo, this is crack, this is Siraj, and we handle something. And I'm like, oh, shit. So the story, first of all, you 100% right about this whole, you know, throwing people under the bus, calling people out, because I don't really care who you are and how big you are in the game. Somewhere down the line, you slipped up. Because remember, 15 years ago, there was no Instagram, there was no StockX, there was no legit checks. We was on the honor of, you met somebody and yo, that's fly, yo, how much? And you bought it, and that's where the sneaker game went. But apparently, that's not where the sneaker game was. Because we talking MySpace days, you feel me?
So what I'm saying is, Siraj,
go ahead.
We go to a sneaker battle. There's how many people are at the sneaker battle?
First of all, there's like probably like 400 or 500 people in this tight club. I didn't even know you at the time. Like I said, I didn't meet you till after. So the battle happens. Some dude, I don't even know the dude, walks on stage with Entourage Air Force Ones. Everybody goes crazy. You go crazy. I go crazy. The whole club goes crazy. Now, 400 or 500 people. Homeboy wins the battle wearing the Entourage Air Force Ones.
So let's be clear. There's over 400 or 500 people there that collect sneakers, and they picked this sneaker as the winner of the battle, this Entourage sneaker.
Because think about
the whole entire sneaker community that was there at the time thought that this was an authentic
sneaker. Bro, because first of all, yo, hold up. Nobody, first of all, you in a club, it's dark, that's one. Nobody had really seen this shoe except for on Entourage. So when homie walked up with it, like, you never seen it before. How would you know? You get what I'm saying? So what happens is, the dude wins the battle, you do the dip. About like a half hour later, we having drinks. Another dude is walking around a club with the sneaker, one shoe on the box. You know how they used to do back in the day at the shows. So homie's walking by. So me, I'm tipsy. I'm like, yo, my man, like, how much you want for that? He's like, yo, I'm not selling it. I'm like, yo, my man, like, how much you want? Mind you, I'm a size 10. It's not my size. But I'm like, yo, how much you want for it? I don't even remember what the dude said. I'm going to be honest with you.
It was a couple of grand. Let's say a couple of grand.
So the dude is like, all right. So I'm like, yo, I'm like, F it. All right, cool. I pull out the couple racks. I buy the shoe. All right, hold on. I buy the shoe. I put the shoe in my backpack. Now, mind you, this was the days that, you know, you flew into Miami in the morning on a Friday and you flew out at 4 a.m. on Saturday. You didn't even spend the night. Mm-hmm. So I jump out. We go grab something to eat. And I'm grabbing something to eat. It's like 1 in the morning. They're about to take me to the airport to catch the red eye. And one of your peoples, I don't even remember who it was, don't know how he got my number, hits me on my phone like, yo, crack heard you got that Entourage. He wants it. Mind you, the shoe was bought. There was no pictures. It wasn't posted on MySpace. It was put in a book bag. I'm like, all right, bet. So, you know, listen, I'm inspired by you. You know, I've been a big fan now. I'm glad to call you family. But I've been a big fan as I was coming up. Sneakers and music and everything. So I'm like, damn, man, homie's about to buy this shit. All right. So I'm like, yo, they're like, how much you want? I'm like, give me what I paid for it. Because we could build a relationship. All right? I'm at the airport, 3:45. Yo, we outside. I come outside with the backpack. Yo, you jump out this Bentley. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, damn, it's Fat Joe. Like, all right. You like, yo, my man, appreciate you, respect. Boom, you pay me for the shoe. You don't even look at the box. Let's get it clear. I remember that. You put the shit in the back seat and was like, yo, take my number. Let's politic. All right, cool. Now, mind you, this is 15 years ago. I fly back up here. I got your number. I hit you up. I finally opened up a store after that where I was, you know, I didn't have an account or nothing. You start coming to the store. You start coming to schools to talk to kids for charity for me. And we built a relationship on this shoe. Bro, I've never seen you for 15 years that I know you post a picture of the shoe, put it on Instagram, do anything with the shoe. So to me, what I'm going to say is, what I believe is this. That shoe was taken to your crib. That shoe was put in a garage. And it was just just unearthed after 15 years.
That's exactly what happened.
So, like, to be real with you, I didn't even know the shoe was fake. I'm going to keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? And I know if I didn't know the shoe was fake, I know damn sure you ain't know the shoe was fake.
It don't look fake to me. But you know, it's fake.
Problem.
Let's just say it is fake. It is fake.
Yeah.
I didn't know though, right?
And neither did
I. So the point of like having like a fake sneaker or trying to sell a fake sneaker is like you trying to beat somebody.
Well, put it to you like this. My man, this is how the domino effect works. All right? Now everybody's saying you got beat. Cool. Now I got beat because of that. So somebody got me and you together.
Somebody got 400 people to say That was the hottest shoe at the contest.
Exactly. So anybody who was at this battle, you got beat with us. So be real with you, Fat Jordan gets beat. The culture got beat.
I'm taking so much pride into Sneaker Collective, holding up the sneaker culture. That's why you own the store. I own two stores. We love sneakers so much. I couldn't believe that certain sneaker collectors was trying to come at me like they didn't know the history.
But Joe, look at it. You've been doing this for so long, right? You didn't even remember the story. I didn't have to call you. Nobody said my name. I called you like, yo, Joe.
Today was an amazing day. When you called me and you just, I was like, oh, it's Siraj. Let me say, what's up? I didn't know you knew that this was the story. Like, when you told me, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Because 2J's kept saying, Joe, where you got it from? And I was like, I don't know where I got it from.
But, Joe, as someone who owns two stores, as myself owning a store, right? You know what the lesson in all of this is? Buy your shit from an authorized retailer. Buy your shit. Because, you know, listen, Joe, real talk. People come into my store all the time, and they're like, yo, can you authenticate this? And I'm like, hell no. Because how do I know what stitch goes where, what tag goes where? I tell them the only way that I know a shoe is real, if that shit came out of a box that said Memphis, Tennessee, and was shipped from Nike to me. That's how I know a shoe is real. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, StockX, all this stuff, like, there's a lesson to be learned. Because, first of all, let's be real. People say they get fake shoes from these big companies, too, when they buy them. So, like, how they coming at you?
Well, they don't get fake sneakers directly from Nike or
No, the third-party authenticators. Because people are authenticating shoes that they don't even know if it's authentic or not. You feel me? Never Nike, never Jordan.
The guy made it his business to be a philosopher on my sneaker. I mean, I never seen people take a sneaker and go to the guy who designed it. He answered back, yo, these ain't, like, they went to the extreme.
But Joe, hold up. Let's be real. 15 years ago, I was just a young dude, had no money, trying to learn about shoes because I loved them all my life and I couldn't afford them growing up, all right? You was a dude who already had Terra Squad Air Force Ones. You already had collabs, Bibby PEs left and right. You already had the whole culture on lock, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Like I said, neither one of us knew about it. And secondly, when it came out, you didn't say, yo, nah, they legit. You admitted, like, yo, yeah, my bad. Like, they've been in a closet for 15 years. But if you really look at it, we're not going to throw out no names. There's been a lot of celebrities that have gotten, right? But if you think about it, it's not necessarily the celebrity direct. It's a stylist. It's somebody else putting the shoe in their hands, putting it in their closet, purchasing it for them.
You know, at the time, I was collecting so much that I was just going hard at anything that was super fly, I was just copping. Yeah. So the whole world knew Fat Joe copping. You know, I almost got stuck up one time. We met a dude at one of them shows. I don't know if it was an early sneaker con or something.
I bet you know what show it was. Probably Sneaker Pimps.
Where did they do that? That was in Manhattan?
Everywhere. Miami, Manhattan. We used to be at all of them joints.
Bro, I went to the Sneaker Pimp shit, and the dude who I never seen before had fire. So I bought some joints. Then the dude was like, I was like, yo, you got more fire? He was like, yo, I got stupid fire at the crib.
And so
the crib was in Brooklyn, under the Brooklyn Bridge. So we went out there. I had money in my pocket. We went out there. A car pulls up, and dudes jump out with guns in their hand. They was like, yo, who that? And then they see me, they were like, oh, Joe Crack, no. We looking for somebody, respect. And they left. I thought homeboy set me up to get stuck up for some sneakers. And so, you know, anybody who thinks, you know, because there's a whole new cancel culture, there's a whole new anybody's a culture vulture. And they don't know what I had to do to get my sneakers. I didn't get my sneakers just because I'm Fat Joe the rapper. I worked hard for this shit.
But bro, what used to impress me about you, and I was always intrigued about you, was you had your own Air Forces from Nike. But you would still come to the first sneaker room when I didn't have a Nike account in Jersey City, and you still cop shoes. And I'd be like, damn, don't they send them to you? And you be
yo,
like,
I cop
no.
Them now, Siraj. No, Siraj. Yo, hold on. I was just talking to Ronnie Ferg to get the new Air Force that he got to Paris. I got a pair. I'm trying to buy like two more. And shout out to Ronnie Ferg, Kiff. I call him the godfather of this whole shit. He got the game on smash.
Ronnie's
right?
A homie. Ronnie's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a great dude. And so, you know, it's always been about the sneaker. You know, I say I'm a sneaker whore. I never get over every new sneaker I get. I think it's dope. I fall in love with them. You know, I just want to be fly. I want to be fresh. What Clark Kent says, come on, Siraj. Real sneaker guys, cop sneakers always. I ain't going to lie. Real sneaker guys always cop.
Now, Clark still hit me up every once in a while for a pair because Clark. But you know, yo, but you talking all this shit. I'm going to tell you, remember where the last time we caught each other in person was?
Nah, I think it was at some shit with some glasses or something.
Yo, it was L.A. It was L.A. last year before ComplexCon. I walk in. Now, this is how you know you cop shoes. I walk into Flight Club just to go check it out because I'm on Fairfax. And who's in Flight Club buying like 20 pairs of sneakers?
Joe Crack.
And I'm like, yo, Joe, what up? You like, yo, Raj, what's good? You know, we dabbled up. And I'm like, yeah, what you doing? And you like, my trip got extended. You know I got to be fly, so I need some new shit. And I'm like, damn, this dude's still buying shit 15 years later.
Oh, yeah, I won't stop. That's what I work for.
But it's just crazy because it's the situation. Like I said, there's no reason for any of this to be going on because the sneaker culture is supposed to be a culture that brings us together, not tears us apart. Like, listen, if I had something to say to somebody and I don't know what was said, because I'm just, like I said,
let me tell you something, and I'll tell the world this, and I'll tell PG Knowles and whoever else think they ready. It would be very bad to go into a sneaker battle with Fat Joe. That's all I'm saying.
I judge it, but I'm not being in it.
No, it wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't be fair because I have a bunch of sneakers that don't exist, Siraj. Samples, one of ones, they was never existed. Travis Scott's in different color waves that never were made. These people will commit suicide. And it wouldn't be fair. And let me tell you something. 50 Cent taught me something. It says, there's no sympathy for winners. And he's right. Because if I go over there and they say, pull out your best 20, I pull out my best 20. I assure you, I'm going to pull out 20 sneakers that no one on earth has.
Joe, listen.
And so they're going to look at me and be like, oh, he cheated. Oh, he's this. Yo, bro, I don't want to hurt these guys' pride.
But Joe, remember, listen, it's not about all this, man. The reason why you fell in love with kicks back in the day, the reason why I fell in love with kicks back in the day was because of the simple fact that, yo, you felt fly, you looked good, and it was enjoyable. It was something to talk about. The thing about it is the culture right now is at a different stage. People are trying to use different things for different things and to get their own agendas across. My thing is real simple. Listen, I own a store. I have a Nike account now. I've done collabos with Bo Jackson, Air More Monies, React Elements. I've done 3 Kyries going on my 4th Kyrie shoe with Nike. And listen, I got with you. It was no malice thing intended, because if it was a malice thing intended, you think me and you still be family?
See, that's what Clark said. Nah. Because technically you sold me the Fugazis is what you admitted to the world. You admitted to the world you sold me the Fugazis.
Yeah! Because like I said, I didn't even know them still, Joe. But hold up. At least that check it out. You have them shits for 15 years, all right? So that's on you. I had them shits for 4 hours, so I don't even know.
Yo, them shits, I never even seen them. They was in the closet for like 15 years.
Wait. You want me to tell you the crazy shit? I'm going to tell you the crazy shit. Yo, like, I think the first 2 years after I sold them to you, that's when we became really cool. You used to pull up to Jersey City, talk at the schools with me, the kids, right?
Now, I got too much respect for you, your family, man.
You know what I used to kick back in the back of my head about all the times I saw you? Because I thought this shit was real. I'm like, damn, I gave this mom 20 grand. Because I'd be like, yo, I know.
The whole time you're saying, Yo, I was a young sucker. I gave Joe 20 grand for a couple of grand.
That's what I said.
You got got.
Yo, like I said,
you sold me the Rapunzel Rapunzels. Let down your hair.
Yo, like I said, man.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Hurt my feelings, Siraj. Not you. Not you. No. We both got beat, but not you. I'm not even thinking about. I'm saying it hurt my feelings that I had a fake sneaker. All these years, yo, it hurt my feelings.
I
just think people could have dealt with it better and just been like, yo, OG, check this out. Or hit 2J's, we would have been like, all right, nothing but respect. We actually would have built a relationship with these people. Like, yo, nothing but love is all love. But trying to blast, I mean.
But like, but Joe, like I said, this is the thing, though. The reason why you got hurt, and I'm going to tell you why, you know, it hurt you. It hurt me. Because how you think I felt when I heard the story today, and I was like, damn, because look at what I built, just like how you built on your sneakers. And I'm like, damn. But the good thing is, I tell you something, I met you through that fake ass shoe, so I'm good.
Hey, yo, Siraj, man, you are something else, man. Yo, Siraj, I love you, my brother. You a family, man. You always been a beautiful person, man. I'm proud of your success because you started from the bottom. And now you're a made man. I got to figure out who you got butt naked pictures of in Nike that keeps giving you these collabs because we're trying to get a collab.
But you, hold up. But understand, and let me throw this out there real quick. We about 7 collabs deep with Nike, right? Hold on. A lot of people do collabs with Nike, right? But there's a difference with my collabs and anybody in this industry.
Charity.
7 collabs deep, 100%. Not 5, not 10, 100% of the profit donated. Over $1.1 million to charity. Not a dollar in Siraj's pocket. Not a dollar to buy me a Ferrari. 100% to charity. And Sneaker Room Foundation, nonprofit 501(c). We run our own nonprofit organization.
You've been doing that, Siraj. You've been doing that ever since I met you. Before you even had a sneaker store, you've been giving back. You had me go talk to the schools in Jersey and talk to the.
Side note, we on your live, so I got to do this to you because you my man. I got to do this. Listen, first of all, I got to shout out my son, Destin, because if I don't do it, yo, Destin, the real Destin. GoldSpark 62 is his gamer tag. Go battle him. He's nasty. He's trying to be. Joe, you might have to help me out, man. He wants to be a professional gamer. But anyway, when all this COVID thing is done, I'm going to throw this out there. When all this COVID thing is done, right, I need you back at the schools when we go back to talk about bullying. Because let me tell you, man, one thing that I just want to touch, we talk about sneakers and all, but there's a lot of kids that get bullied because they don't have sneakers. There's a lot of kids that can't get fly. That's why we donated 300 pairs to the Boys and Girls Club. You know, just about like what? I think it was like a month ago. We donated 300 pairs of Nikes to the Boys and Girls Club. Because the thing about it is, as much as we love shoes and the amount that we have, we need to let these kids know that just because you don't have it, you're still cool. You know, we need to let these kids know that we care about them. Because with everything that's going on in this world with the pandemic, COVID, sneakers, I just don't want kids to think, you know, I know their mental health is bad. And I just want people to talk. Like, you know, even on my Instagram, they can hit me up. I'll have a conversation. I'll chop it up with anybody about owning a store. Because, you know, this sneaker game is like Clark. I'm going to tell you, Clark is the OG. He taught me about sneakers. I met him before I had a store, too. I was wearing some sneaker that wasn't out yet that I got from Canada because I flew up there to buy shoes to try to sell them down here. You know the whole. And he told me, yo, he goes, yo, you a good dude. But he goes, yo, it's just rubber, leather, and glue. That's it. And that shit stuck with me all these years that it's rubber, leather.
That's what he was saying in the comment right now. It's just sneakers, guys. It's just sneakers.
That's you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why, like I said, man, I don't know who went at you. Because like I said, I didn't really see too much of it. But to be honest with you, like I said, man, there's no reason to come at somebody sideways. Like, I know you. You're the first of all, you're probably the most approachable celebrity I've ever met in my life. I know Jada, I know Fab, Cruz is my brother. You know, I've met all the dudes in the industry. But you from the rip, like Jada's my brother, you know, he performed at my son's 8th grade graduation as family. But when I first met him, it was a little standoffish. You, from the minute I met you, bro, I remember pulling up to Rucker Park, you talking to my wife. You telling people, yo, hold up. She goes before us, you know, let somebody in somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not cool to go at you like that. What they should have did was just hit you with a DM. Like, yo, I hope you know that this might be
It's all good, yo, Siraj. Love you, my brother. Tell them the name of the store. How could they get in touch with you?
I mean, man, it's Sneaker Room. Just, you know, at Sneaker Room, the word sneaker, then room. Jersey City, New Jersey. You know, we got a lot coming. The Real Siraj 201. And like I said, man, it's not about sneakers, man. I'm a business owner, but I'm a philanthropist at heart, man. If you got a charity and you want to talk about some stuff, or there's some stuff we could do, like, I just linked up with Columbia Bank out here in Jersey, and we're about to start doing economic literacy classes for kids and for adults to teach them how to do checkbooks, to how to get their credit right so they could get jobs. Like, I'm trying to, you know, listen, man, I'm trying to do my
Siraj,
thing.
Siraj, I'm proud of you, Siraj, man. God bless, man.
You my brother,
tell your
though,
family,
man.
I got nothing but love and respect, you heard?
Yo, Joe, I'll talk to Sneaker you soon, room. My brother.
Damn, man, you don't know who I know, and you don't know where I got the sneakers from. The man came on here and said he sold me the Fugazis. I was right next to him. Let me tell you about this Siraj, man. He made it from nothing into a big success. And I'm proud of him. He don't bother nobody for nothing. And he's always giving back. I love it. You know, you come here and you know how I love bringing people on here who give back to the community. And so there you have it, man. That's the story of how those entourages got in the system. The guy beat the whole contest in front of 400 sneaker collectors with that pair of sneakers, and everybody said it was the official ones. I bought them. 15 years later, they're like, yo, Joe, they ain't the real deal. All right, cool. But now you want to try to act like I'm not for the sneaker culture? You're going to try to act like I ain't licked the bottom of the sneaker? You're going to try to act like I ain't got them shits you ain't got? Come on, B. I'm not doing that. And I'm on the light, and I'm positive, but I'm never letting nobody try to play me. I'm a warlord, man. I'm a warlord. As a, do me a favor. Personal one. Check. Easy. You can find it. What's up, guys? And so, we're supposed to have another guest pun your head top, living legend. Simple as that. It's another. You just singing the song. Nah, that's Ice-T's wife, Coco. That's not Coco from SWV. Yo, that's crazy. Double XL on the check-in. What's up, baby? Y'all know where this hip-hop culture is at. It's right here. Shout out to my brother Carl Cherry from Spotify. Yeah, go there. Shout out to my brother Carl Cherry from Spotify. He told me he'd been paying attention. I told him, listen, man. There go. Shit, she's right here. There go. And so, this is where the coach is at. Yo!
What's up, Joey?
Yo, Coco! Listen, first of all, this is personal to me. Nah, we can't do for real. This ain't. That ain't what I want. If you want to come on here like you come on with Wendy Williams or somebody like that, then we don't do this. Right. But if you come up on here like Coco, who grew up with Fat Joey, Fat Ass Joey from Forest, then we good.
Okay.
Hey, yo. Thank you for coming to the Big Big Show.
Oh, you know I got you. I love you.
But you know, Coco, I love you too, but I love you so much that sometimes I don't like to bother you.
What? You can bother me?
Yeah, because we people don't understand, we grew up in the same projects.
Yes, we did. That's right.
Like the same project. So the people same. Don't understand, like we from the same hood.
The same. Yes.
And whenever I tell somebody that, and they ask me about you, I gotta be honest with you. I'll tell you in your face. I only have nice things to say about you.
Okay.
And I always say you was one of the most respectful girls in my whole project. It's almost like, Coco, when I think back at that time, it's almost like you didn't belong there. Like you were born. Yeah, it was like you were born to be greater than in the projects. And you always handle yourself that way. And the thing about you that I remember most is you walking around the whole block. In the summer, you had your, what's them short, the tight shorts, what you, like the spandex?
Yes.
You had the spandex, you always had your hair long.
Yes.
And you be walking around every night. You walk around the whole project.
Yeah. Because I used to be with Reese. She lived in your building.
Yeah, who you would be with?
Larice.
You remember Larice?
Yes.
Light-skinned Larice was a bug out.
Yes.
That was my girl. I love Larice, man. Her whole family. Larice was crazy, man.
She was.
And let me ask you, since you've been a superstar, have you ever seen Larice again?
I still talk to Larice.
No way.
Yes, I still talk to Larice.
You talk to Larice?
Yes.
Larice, I love you, Larice.
Yes.
I'm sure Forrest is tuned in. Right?
Yes.
So let me ask you a question. Was you related to Aaron Hall? Was he like your cousin or something?
It's his aunt is my godmother, so our families just said we were cousins.
Cause I remember he used to pull up in Forest and they'd be like, yo, he going to see Coco, her family. Yes. This before you got on.
Yes.
And everybody be like, yo, Aaron Hall down the block. And I'm like,
yep, in 695. Yep. Him and Ted used to come over there.
And so that's crazy. So Aaron Hall guy,
yep.
One of the living legends, the biggest group. He be pulling up and everybody be like, that's your cousin. How did you do? I know you was in church.
Right.
I know everybody used to be like, yo, she killing the church.
Yeah.
How did you ever go from the, how did you get discovered?
Like you said, I was in church. So I was singing in church, but Lily, she used to live, she's from the Bronx too, but she lived on Anderson Avenue.
She's from Highbridge. She from where A Boogie and all I'm from.
Yeah. So she used to come over there and just be like, let's sing or whatever. I'm like, yeah, if you want to, whatever. But I never thought that it was going to take off like that because I wasn't known for singing around there. Nobody really knew that I could sing because I was just chilling.
No, they would tell me, yo, that girl sings in the church.
Yes.
They would tell me before I rap.
Yeah.
When I was in the street, they'd be like, yo, that girl, she blow it down. She be in the church killing shit.
Yeah, I wanted to dance. I wanted to dance, but for Lord Finesse. But he went
Woo!
I was trying to be one of his dancers, but he wouldn't let me. But, you know, with Lily hooking up with her, and she was just like, let's do this. We met a producer who's B-Fat's brother. Remember B-Fat's the wife?
B-Fat's was the shit.
His brother's the one that heard us, and he signed us and put us on. So that's how we got started.
So because no disrespect to Forest Projects. It's a very historical project.
Yes.
But I don't know if people know how hard it is to be growing up in some Forest Projects, which is pretty much Gladiator School, and then be successful and get put on.
Right.
I mean, I remember you got on before me. I could not believe it. And I used to tell people, yo, I couldn't wait to see you. And it took so many years to see you. It wasn't like Instagram, I could DM you. It was like, yo, I wonder if Coco see what I'm doing out here. Like,
I saw you. I saw you before. I even got on because you were doing it. You were going to the Apollo, and we was all trying to come down to Apollo. My mother's like, you can't go. But I'm like, I want to go support him too. So you are huge already in the hood. We were all supporting you. Like, go, Joey, do this, Joey. You know, you was representing already. So I was already proud of you.
And we were so tight in Forest, you know, Lord Finesse, Showbiz, Diamond D. We were we are part of a royal project.
I tell everybody that. I'm like, my hood was rocking. Y'all don't even understand the legends that come from up out of there.
And before me and you and all of, even Finesse and everybody got on, all the hip-hop was in, you know, Love Bug Starsky and Little Rodney C and Shot Rock. Yes. First girl rocking, and that was our hood. And so you go on, you get on, and I'm like, oh my fucking God. And then you got on to like some superstar shit. So I'm like, I couldn't believe it. I was so proud of you, but I was like, the whole time I'm making hits, I'm like, I'm going to see her one day. I'm going to see her one day.
But I didn't leave right away. I was still at home. I was still in the Bronx. I was still on my block. I didn't leave right away.
Yeah, but I didn't see you out there like, it felt like you blew up overnight.
It was like overnight.
And you was like a superstar, and then she's gone. I felt like we'll never see this girl again. And it's weird because it took me a couple of years to see you, more than a couple. I don't know if you remember, I seen you in the airport.
Yes, I was like, I can't believe I'm just now seeing you.
In LA, I was at the airport. It was early in the morning, and I tapped you. And you was like, Joey, what's up? And I was like, I was waiting that whole time because you got on first, you blew up, and I came and I looked at you and I was like,
yeah.
You was like, yo, like, Joey, I'm proud of you.
Believe me. I'm like, I know, Joey, we grew up together. It's like, nobody will believe me. I'm like, I'm telling you.
And that's what you was telling me. Like, you was like, yo, I tell people all the time, I grew up with Joey. We from the same block. I don't understand. Like, and I was saying the same shit to people. I'd be like, because, you know, we got a legendary block, but the truth is, you blew up the biggest.
Yeah.
You know, we grew up digging in the crates, grew up on a street underground level. You went, like, huge.
Nah, that's... I wasn't expecting it, though.
Yo, that's crazy. And but I've always been cheerleading for you.
Thank you.
Always been proud of you. And just... To this day, we listen to your music. My daughter's favorite song is Weak. Her and her friends, they sing it every day. And she's only 14.
Wow.
And it's like, we just so proud of you. So you get on. What do you mean, get on? Like, what do you mean?
It's just like somebody heard, they heard my voice. They heard something that, you know, they felt was special to them. I was like, okay, well... let's do this. And it just, the record label heard us and they just fell in love. But it was around that time when the whole Milli Vanilli thing was going on. So they wanted to hear us sing a cappella. So we gave it to them and they just fell in love. You know, we were just a little rough around the edges for them because we're from Bronx and Brooklyn. So they put us in charm school, but we took off after that.
And so Lily from the Bronx, right?
Yeah,
and your other girl, she from Brooklyn?
Yeah, best.
How y'all connect with her?
Well, I used to live in Brooklyn for a short moment in Flatbush, so that's how I connected with her. So when we started singing, I was like, oh, I know somebody, but she lives in Brooklyn, so we pulled her in.
Like that. Yep. And then I remember, I'm skipping all over the place, but I remember she's the one that got married to the football guy.
Yeah, to Eddie Jones.
And I said, damn, she made it, God damn it. She got that football money, God damn it. I'm sitting in the sideline, shit, she came up on this. And I know they love each other. And but I was like, damn. At the time, he was the biggest football guy.
Yep.
I said, shit. She came up. Like,
yes. And they still married. So, yeah.
They still married. Ain't
they
that
still
amazing?
Married. Yep.
And so y'all felt like when your sister got married to the football guy who's kicked up, y'all was like, yo.
Yeah, I was like, she good.
She good.
Yep.
And that's all we want to be is good.
Yeah.
You're married, right?
I am divorced now. Thank God.
No way.
Yeah, I'm divorced now. I'm happily divorced, though.
But the guy was a pastor, right?
No. He was a musician. He was a drummer. He played for Usher.
He was in the industry.
Yeah, Mary J. Blige.
Oh, I always heard that you married like a pastor.
No.
No, he wasn't a pastor. He fought from a pastor, huh?
He wasn't no pastor.
And it's crazy. You know, I've been with my wife 26 years. You know, I like everybody to work through it. If it ain't work, I don't think you're supposed to be with somebody that makes you miserable.
Right.
Or nothing like that. If you're in that place and you're miserable,
right.
You know then.
Right.
You could try. If it don't work, then you know, more power to you. You know
what
I mean?
Right. Yes.
And we live one life.
Right. I'm happy right now. I'm just raising my son, my 17-year-old. He's off to college soon, so I'm good.
Yeah. Does he know, do you remember the block parties in Forest that they used to throw DJ Supreme and Hutch?
Absolutely. Yes.
And you was in there. Huh? And you was in there.
Absolutely, I was in there. Yes.
Everybody, I remember that.
I'd get in trouble, but I'd be out there.
I remember your first boyfriend in Forest. We won't mention names.
Oh, Lord.
That was a big deal. You know that was a big deal, right? I won't say his name, but you know that was a big deal. We were like, who? Light skin, who? And you was like, yo. And we was like, oh, shit. Come on, you kept that shit so clean cut in the project. You wasn't looking at nothing. Your shit was like, ha, ha, ha. But you was like.
Yes.
What was that? Your mom's taught you? Because, you know, you was with crazy ass Larice. That's another story. And for people who don't know, Larice is from my building. 1000. And we are family. I love her. Her sister, whole family. Yes. And so I could talk like that to Larice. She called me with Joe stinking ass. That's what she would be like. Joe stinking ass. Who he think he is? Fuck this.
That's mama. Her. Like,
no, that's Larice.
Yeah, that's the reason.
But you always kept it clean. But I remember when you had the little boyfriend and we was like, oh, shit.
Yes, he was my boo. I thought I was going to marry him.
Yo, that was your boo for real, right?
Yeah, it was. He was. Yes.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. And so, who picked out these songs? Because there's one thing to do songs. There's another thing. All of them are hits.
Right. We had a producer, one producer, Brian Morgan. And, like, I don't know, me and him, we just meshed. Like, he knew my voice, what would fit, and what would make SWV just sound great as a whole. So the songs that he gave us, they were just perfect for SWV. He was young at the time as well, so it just worked. He was from Sacramento, so we would go to Sacramento and record. Yeah.
And so that was like the first time y'all was out of New York in the Bronx, and it was all the way in Sacramento.
Yeah, I was like, I don't really like Sacramento like that. I was like, take me back to the
Bronx. Hey, y'all, let me ask you something. Can we say your first boo's name? Because I'm feeling guilty, and they saying it. The whole Forest is saying it on here. They saying his name on here. I ain't gonna lie to the gossipers is out. 695, 735, 1,980. They 1020. They going crazy. Like, look, if I ain't say it, the name, I saw it 10 times right here. They're like, yo, Joe, don't front. Yo, Joe, you ain't saying the name. I'm like, you know, he's my guy. You know, he's a brother of mine for many years. God bless him. And so this guy who wrote these songs for you, he had the golden pen.
Yes, he did. He was amazing. Like, he did so good for SWV. We're still friends now, so, but yeah.
Man, that's a beautiful thing because, you know, sometimes people go on a...
Because I see his name popping up.
You see his name? I couldn't help it because now I'm looking like I'm a hater. They're like, yo, Joe, stop fronting. You know her home. Like, yo, Joe, don't do that. That's your man. I'm saying, yo, let's leave it. You know,
I'm still cool with him, too. So
you still cool with him?
Yeah, I'm still cool with him.
No. Hey. All these years later.
Yeah.
This is a friend.
Yes.
So shout out Benny. Yo, Benny, up, man. Benny? God bless you, my brother.
That's right. Vincent Michael Edmondson.
Yo, that's my guy. Benny was fly. Vinny was fly, man.
Yes, he was.
Light skin fly, you know, small, cutting through the project. Like, no, that's my man. I know right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my daughter's like, I know that's right. I know that's
right.
Right.
That's- Oh, God, that's so
funny. I have to do it, y'all. Y'all, shall I have to do it.
It's okay.
It was killing me. They was all in the notes like, yo, Joe, I know you ain't trying to go out like
I
that.
I said Vinny.
Yeah, that's my brother, man. God bless Vinny and the whole crew, 163rd, man, where we chill on the top of the hill, F-O-R-E-S-T. What?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I try to tell people these stories, right? Mm-hmm. So... You know, my brother, one of my best friends, Khaled, he got this, his crib was like, you would not believe we ever seen Forrest before in this crib, right?
Right.
But he would sit down with me. He sits down with me and be like, Forrest Projects, huh, Joe? And I'd be like, yo, Khaled, like, you don't understand. We would go to Skate Key 300 deep. We be screaming on the train, F-O-R, where we chill on the top of the hill, where we chill like 300. And it, when we say these stories, they look at me like I'm crazy, like it really happened, right?
It really happened. It's really real. And you just don't ever think you was going to walk on Trinity Avenue doing anything because the Puerto Ricans was going to get your ass, for real.
Right up on that hill. Hey, yo, shut up. Just yo, you ever said to yourself, because you knew Joey, not
yes, I
Fat
knew Joey.
Joe, not. And,
I know Joey with the Farrah Fawcett hair. I know Joey.
Oh, my God. Why Farrah Fawcett? You could have said the Beatles. Like, don't give me the Farrah Fawcett, Joyce.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I
with
know
no Joey. Shirt on.
And no shirt on.
That. When people ask me, yo, what would she say about you? I said, she would say that's that fat Puerto Rican dude with no shirt on.
No
the
shirt
whole
on
summer.
That didn't would smack anybody. Anybody. I'm telling you, anybody.
Yo, Cheryl, I've been trying to tell him I was wild back in them days. We was giving it up to legendary. And I always said, yo, she's so nice. She was always nice at Forrest. And she's singing church. Now she's a superstar. She don't want no parts of Joey. Like, Joey too crazy. Like, I know you was like, these guys are crazy. Like,
but you know, it's what I grew up, it's what I loved, you know? I knew nobody was ever going to come in our projects and go crazy. They was not getting out a lot. They were not getting out a lot.
So you ever got in a conversation after this Fat Joe the Rapper and told him, yo, He did that thing, like, whatever he telling y'all?
Always. I said, whatever he rapping about, I need y'all to believe it, because I've seen it. I've seen you slap somebody. I'm not going to say who it is.
Oh, my God. You know who? Don't say no name.
A popular rapper. Thought he was going to come over there, and no.
Oh, you remember that, right? You think he remember that? I don't think he remember that.
Well, I know for a fact that it happened, so.
Oh, my God, you remember that. I be trying to act like it ain't happened when I talk to him and stuff.
It happened.
It really happened, right? It's nothing but love and homage. But when I see this guy, I be like, yo, do you think he think in the back of his mind he remember this?
That's what I was like. How is that? Do he want to? Because yeah, I remember that very well.
Horrible times, man. What was your biggest moment? What was your biggest moment that you said? Bring me another one, ask. That you said, yo, I made it. Like, what moment? Who did you see? Was it Michael? Oh. Who?
I think it was Whitney Houston. The fact that I saw her and she knew who I was like, wow. That's amazing.
So nobody knows. We went to junior high school where the whole high school was saying, I believe that you like the whole high school would sing it. And the whole junior high. We sing that would be the theme song of the junior high. So when you met her and she knew your name?
That was amazing to me. I'm like, oh, wow, she knows me? Okay.
Nah, that's
she was so nice. She was really, let me tell you something. So.
Always hold up. I'm trying to get this charger in there. Cause this shit trying to act up and we can't have that. I've been waiting forever for this interview. And so with me, it was, believe it or not, when I was in front of 1,000, I'd be dancing all summer trying to be like Heavy D. So
yeah, okay.
So Heavy D was the guy who inspired me. And I put FloJo out, and they used to throw these parties at Tavern on the Green in Central Park. And one day I'm in the bathroom using the bathroom, and the door opens, and Heavy D walks in going, "You got a flow, Joe. You got almost died."
Wow.
Like I wanted to commit suicide on the spot. Like, I couldn't believe that Heavy D, my idol, knew who I was.
Wow,
and we was cool ever since that day. So it was Whitney for you, right? Because you sang. They call it S-A-N-G, sang.
Yes.
So for you, it was her.
Yes. It was Whitney Houston. Yep.
That's crazy. And that was big. You know, I never met Whitney Houston, but I remember, God bless, when Pun died.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So when Pun died, we rented out the host funeral. Mm-hmm. And so we had, like, the viewing. We had refreshments. Then we had a whole side that was just like with people sending flowers.
Okay.
Bro, 7 of them fucking big ass flowers was Whitney Houston for Big Pun.
Oh, wow. That's so.
And we never met her, but it was all like, yo, rest in peace, Big Pun, Whitney Houston, and Bobby. Rest in peace, Big Pun, Whitney Houston. Rest in peace, Whitney Houston. Eminem, too. It was Whitney and Eminem who had the most flowers in there. It really, really touched me, man, that somebody is as big as Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston is as big as it gets.
Yeah.
You know, and acknowledge Pun like that.
Yeah.
And that was crazy. And so, what's the favorite song y'all ever cut together?
Who? SWV?
SWV.
I guess I gotta say Week, cause we're gonna eat a Week for the rest of our lives. So.
Yeah, that's y'all Lean Back. Lean Back gonna feed me forever.
Yeah. So I gotta go with Week. Yep, it's Week.
Man, it's so many. You got. I'll run it down because I just started writing. I said Week. I'm so into you.
Yeah.
The flyest shit y'all ever did was right here.
Oh,
you know, with that Michael Jackson beat in the background.
Yeah.
Anything, the rain down on me. Like, I listen to that a lot when I'm on the airplane. And you're always on my mind, right?
Yeah.
And then you got Can We, when you collabed with Missy. Yeah. Whose idea was it to collaborate with Missy?
You know, her and Timbaland, they like partners, so we went to work with Tim, and Missy wrote that song.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so she was there in the studio in Virginia, so she did it. She got on it.
And you know, there's Lauryn Hill.
Yes.
There's Method Man. Mm-hmm. And then whatever Method wants. Yeah, you gave him that. Right? Like, that's forever.
Yeah, I love Method. And, you know, we just did something with Method about a year or so ago on BET. He came out because we had never performed our song together, anything. The Wu-Tang Clan was on that. So he came out. It was dope. It was nice.
Yeah, I remember being in the Palladium when that record was really rocking. And I was like, yo, this shit is crazy. But, you know, you gave him that whatever Method wants. It's all right with me. And, like, he's gassed forever. Right?
Right.
Me and Pun did the song with J-Lo, and J-Lo was like the hottest Puerto Rican chick. And in the record, when I wrote my rhyme, I said, yo, Jenny, you got to say Joey, you the Don. She said, no problem, Joey. So I was like, boom, boom, boom. She was like, Joey, you the Don. Jenny, you the bomb. Anybody disrespect, good as gone. Like, yo. I was like, I got that for life. If I pull up the video, I'm like, uh-oh.
Right.
What kind of pressure was you on? And I'm not talking about hate. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the industry or the record label, because like I said, Lauryn Hill, she obviously stands out from the Fugees. Method Man stands out from Wu-Tang. You stand out from mm-hmm. SWV. Mm-hmm. How many people were trying to gas you to go solo and leave the crew?
That was always from like the beginning, you know, from the record label on down to management.
How would you look at someone if they came in your ear, one of your friends, and said, yo, I think you need to leave these chicks and go solo? How would you look at them?
You know, at first I was like, no, you know, I'm cool with the group. But then once, you know, hype will get you every time. Yeah, I ain't gonna sit here in front with you. Hype will get you. And then the girls, we started like falling apart. We started beefing. So at that time, it was just easy for me to be like, then I'm out, because it doesn't make sense anymore to keep fussing and fighting. But we broke up for about 8 years, but we realized we're better together. So we came back and we've been back together ever since. And we talk like, like we touring back in the 90s. We stay working.
No, I see y'all stay working.
Yeah.
I mean, because this COVID slowed down touring for all of us.
Right.
But without no COVID, you guys was working like every day. Like
we was just like, woo.
You got TV shows, mm-hmm. relevant.
Yeah.
And so when you got back together, because me and Remy had a similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't argue. Me and Remy refuse to argue. Right. We love each other so much that we were able to come back together, that we said we will not argue for nothing in the world. Do y'all still have that same approach?
Yeah, we don't argue. We said we would never fight, like lay hands on one another, and we definitely didn't want to replace nobody in the group. So we work through it. We not going through all of that. We know we getting this money, and that's what it is.
That shit, get this money, you know? Support each
and
other.
Our fans want to see us. They don't want to see somebody else in our place. So we make it work. This is business, and we know what we have to do to make it work.
Yo, that's that is great. And I was going to ask you a versus. Who would SWV go against?
That is the million-dollar question.
They have been talking about that shit.
It is talk between SWV and Escape. So,
Are they talking like that? Them girls don't want the smoke. Fuck that. Like, I'm taking sides. I'm taking sides. Them girls do not want that smoke.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to see.
Now, they don't want the smoke. You know, the big girl, I don't know if she's big no more.
No, she's not big no more.
She's not big no more?
No.
She can sing her ass off, though.
She can. That's my sis. I love her to death. That's Tasha.
Tasha?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she ain't fucking with you, though, Sha. I would keep it real with you, man. God damn it, man. Oh, no, this would be a good one, because I'd be front and center like, This ain't They don't want that type. So they talking like that. ATL, New York, that's big.
Yep. Yeah.
So y'all with it?
I'm with it.
I'm with that. Cheryl, before you leave, I'm gonna give you a question I ask everybody, and I'm honored to have you here. You know, I love you like a sister.
Yeah.
I really, 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 I don't know if people don't understand, I really grew up with you. Like, we're from the same exact block. People be from the same town, people be from the same sort of hood, 30 blocks away. We grew up in the same block, right?
Yeah.
And you are the pride and joy of our block. And so I just want you to know I'm honored, you know, and I'm so happy for you. The inspiration you showed the whole hood. I know Vinny, man, he fucked up. But besides that, let me get your top five, because you're a real singer, your top five greatest singers of all time.
Of all time, Whitney Houston, Patti LaBelle. I love Shirley Murdoch. I'm gonna throw some new school in there. Jasmine Sullivan.
Ooh.
And I gotta give it to Fantasia.
Love Fantasia. Yeah. Everybody you said on it, and Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
She different.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. Patty is different. I love her not just being an icon singer. I love her as a person, and most of all, being an entrepreneur. Cause yeah. them Patty Pies been making her like 40 million a year.
Yeah,
it gives us hope for being OGs that's in the right. game.
Yeah,
cause she found a product that's working.
Yeah, yeah.
And we hate looking at our legends looking like with no teeth, fucked up. Yeah. So when you get a legend that's still making brand new money 2021, you gotta salute that.
That's right.
And Shirley Murdoch is, it's morning.
Yeah, there you go.
It's time to die. You know, that was more like a, I look at Shirley Murdoch, it's certain records that come on that I feel like that's Harlem, right?
Yeah.
And there be some records I hear that I be like, oh, that's Queens. That remind me of Queens.
Right,
oh,
right.
Shirley Murdoch was Harlem to me.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, you know, it's morning. Yo, Cheryl, I love you. Thanks for coming on. I'm rooting for you. You already know we family. God bless you.
And we got to do a song together. I need that.
Say no more. I'm doing the soundtrack for the big show. I'm going to call you up.
Let's get it.
And you're going to get on this song. Let's just do it for the history. And you know it's going to be incredible because all me and you do is incredible shit.
That's right.
I love you, Cheryl. Be good, all right?
All right,
God bless you, man.
You too, babe.
There you have it. We can't make this shit up. You don't know who I know. And you definitely don't know who I grew up with. You don't know who I grew up with. This girl was the flyest, most decent. And I give it to Cheryl and I give it to Taureen from my building, who always was respectable. Taureen was always clean cut. Cheryl was all clean cut. After that, the projects was the projects. And Joe Crack's stinking ass was a problem. She told you. I was running that thing legend. I'm not going to lie to you guys. And so I had to because they bullied me so much that I had to stand up and be like, yo, check this out. Don't play with me, Papitos. Mm-mm. But I was so proud of Cheryl making it out of our hood. So legendary. They said Larice was a problem. Larice from my building. Keisha, Larice, Little Maria, Sonia, all the girls in my building, they know what's up. That's the land, that's the house that Fat Joe built. Don't let them lie to you guys. Don't let them lie to you, man. I'm from the soil. And so when you know, they got a new cancel culture. They got a new, and they be trying to diss me on Twitter sometimes. And this, and I'm like, yo, they must not know where I'm from. I'm from the rusty buildings. They don't clean them. You must not know what type of soil I am from. It is different. The light, huh? Period. This is before I could own a white van. They saying white van talk. Nah, I ain't even own a white van here. This was hoopties walking around the projects. Me and my best friend, Tom Montana, we had a Malibu and all the windows was broken. We ain't even have windows and we didn't have a radio, so we drive around with a boombox and play our music in the boombox. And then we meet girls and we be like, you should do what Tone do and drive the Malibu. Like, yeah. You can't tell me about no bum shit. You can't tell me nothing about no bum shit, man. I am not smacked. I am telling you the truth. You can't tell me about no bum shit, one in one. One bedroom, one bath. I'm for the soil, man. F-O-R-E-S-T. What? Where we chill? On the top of the hill. What's the word? 163rd. If you wasn't there, you wouldn't know. I was there. Present. Period. Front line. Talk to me about this shit. So God bless Cheryl. She does the verses. We're all going to root for her. Let your darkest moments bring your most clarity. Meaning, it's when you're down and out that you know who's by your side. And if you're down and out, it's just temporary. Things will get better. But you gotta trust in Him. You gotta trust in God. Believe. He'll get you through it. It's the biggest show in the land. They keep calling from everywhere, trying to do business. And we welcome them. They keep calling, yo, this is crazy. You know, Wendy Williams talks about the show every day. The show is viral every day, that this and this. How could we get some of that? Well, it's simple. Draw up the right plan, bring the right business. Maybe we could get money together. Mm-hmm. You know that's right. Right? And my daughter wants expensive birthday parties. But out of control, though. And so she's the executive producer. I can't tell her no. I know Forest Projects is in the building. Where else will you be? You got Fat Joe Crack. You got Cheryl from SWV. If Forrest ain't in the building, something's wrong. But they said, Cheryl said she looks even better now. Yeah, Cheryl, always been a beautiful young lady. Always, always handle herself respectfully, beautifully. No. And so God bless her. Hey, yo, listen, put God first tomorrow night. I don't like saying the guests. It's a very big, big, big one. I don't like saying day. Yo, Verse, what's up? Tessa, what's good? So my guys out here, 004, man. Graffiti writers in Miami. But listen, I don't like to say who I got. Everybody go to Pretty Louie. Got the number one DJ show on IG. It's the championship week. I love y'all. We the biggest. Peace.